When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson, and this is The Drive, and we are taking a look at the Steelers depth chart coming out of the 2023 draft and deciding whether we like it better or worse or the same. Just assessing it based on what we felt about the team last year at this time compared to this year. And, I think that, we looked at the offense there in the previous segment and felt pretty good about that. Let's take a look now at the defense and see how we feel about this. And we'll start, as we typically do, up front with the defensive line. You got Cam Hayward there. They re-signed Larry Ogunjobi. You got DeMarvin Leal. You got Montrevious Adams. They signed Armon Watson free agency. Isaiah Loudermilk is back. They signed Braden Fajeko in free agency. They added Jonathan Marshall last year, late in the year as well.
Yeah. He's not a nobody.
He's not a nobody, right? Yeah. Rennell Wren is there. And then, of course, in the draft, in the second round, they selected Keanu Benton.
Okay, so I'm trying to be as fair as possible in that I have to say I feel better about Cam then than now, just because it's one more year, one more ring on the tree. You know what I mean?
I hear you, but he played pretty well.
He's really good. You know, but I mean, but it's slight. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, feel better about the year he's about to have. I would say I feel better about it last year because he's old.
You know, the interesting thing about this group, Matt, is so the guys who aren't there anymore are Chris Wormley and Tyson Alualu.
Mm-hmm. I was about to bring up Alualu next.
Yeah. Going into last year, you looked at Alualu like, oh, we know what he is.
Right. And he let you down. You know, like, that's what I mean. At this point.
Yeah, he wasn't that guy anymore.
Right.
Now, maybe that was coming off the ankle injury and, the things of that nature that he just didn't get it back. I don't know.
Sure.
But
I'm not saying that's going to happen to Cam. That's not what I was implying there. But 1 year ago, I felt better about the nose situation than I do now. And I'm not sure if I'm calling Benton a nose or not, whatever. But, I mean, my argument for last year at this time is I slightly feel better about Cam Hayward, but that's splitting hairs. I feel much better about Alualu than what he put on the field.
What about Ogunjobi?
Same. I liked the pickup then. I thought he was a good player. I thought his season was a little disappointing, but slightly, like right below the expectation. But I also think he was injured a lot, so I'm going to call that a wash.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that.
But I was higher on Loudermilk then than now.
But I know a lot more about DeMarvin Leal than I did a year ago.
Yes. And I'm higher on Benton now than I was Loudermilk then.
Right, right. And I actually feel pretty good about the additions of Fajoko and Watts. I think those guys are quality NFL players.
Yeah. I mean, I would take those guys, my thoughts on them now over Wormley then, but Wormley was a quality player a year ago.
Yeah, he was coming off a year where he had 7.5 sacks 2 years ago. Yeah, so yeah. It's so not like he was terrible.
This one's kind of close, but it doesn't sound like it should be. Because I'm really high on the D-line right now. You know, I think it's a really good group, and it's spaced out well with ages, different styles of player. but I wasn't real worried about it a year ago.
Yeah, I think I might give the edge slightly to last year.
Because of Alulu?
Yeah, because what I thought, I thought Alulu was still a solid player, and Wormley was coming off a year where he had just set a career high with 7.5 sacks. I mean,
yeah.
You know, and when we talked about that group last year, we're like, well, with the addition of Ogunjobi and then getting Alulu back, everybody gets to slide back into their previous roles.
The run defense will fix itself. They won't be getting gashed for 5.2 yards a carry or whatever.
Which didn't happen, for the most part. They were pretty good. Mm-hmm. But I like Benton. I like Benton a lot. He might be my favorite pick that they made in this draft.
Yeah.
But
we like the Pickens pick too, but you can't say, oh, the second rounder is going to be a star. You know what I mean? Just because we liked him on draft day. You know what I mean? He's still an unknown.
Yeah.
That one's close, but I think I'm with you on last year.
Let's look at outside linebacker.
Okay.
You got TJ Watt. You got Alex Highsmith. They added Nick Herbig in the fourth round. They brought back Quincy Roche. You've got Emeka Egbale there as well. And then they signed David Perlis. Okay. Perlis.
So this is sort of like the Cam conversation. But you have to go lower on Watt. I mean, he was the second best defensive player on the planet 365 days ago. Now he might be fifth or sixth.
Well, he was the best defensive player on the planet if you look at who won the defensive player of the year voting.
Right. But I was putting him behind Aaron Donald out of respect.
At the same time, Alex Highsmith.
He goes up dramatically.
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 Like, you looked at Alex Highsmith a year ago at this time. You're like, okay. You know, he's going to be Robin. He's a good Robin. He's going to get you 8 sacks a year. He had 14.5 last year.
A lot of them on his own without Batman.
Without Watt on the other side. Yeah.
Right. So if Watt might go from a 99 to a 96 for me, where Highsmith goes from a 78 to an 88 or an 85. You know what I mean?
Right.
But his jump is big.
And you know my Nick Herbig love.
Yeah, yeah. I think he stays at outside linebacker. I've been giving that more and more thought. I think that's going to be the home, and he'll do it well enough and be a quality third dude.
Yeah, guys that get 20 sacks in college football in 2 years,
right,
probably figure out ways to get to the quarterback at the NFL level.
Yeah, and I think he could put on 5 to 10 pounds of muscle too.
Yeah.
Who was the third last year, though?
They remember if at this time they didn't have him, they made the trade with the Broncos to get Malik Reed.
So I guess he doesn't count.
So it has to be, you have to like this year's group better.
Yeah. I mean, even if you have doubts about Watt, he can't stay healthy. It was a bad signing. If you were taking that stance, which I'm not, this group's better.
I mean, even Roche is probably better than anybody that they had last year.
I don't remember if Jameer Jones was on the team or
Jameer
not.
I believe Jameer Jones was there, yeah.
Okay.
But Jameer Jones wasn't anything proven at that point.
No. He's a special teamer, too. So, yeah, it's definitely better. Linebacker is going to be hard.
Linebacker is going to be extremely hard.
Yes.
Because it's completely really different.
Be honest with yourself.
It's completely different. So you got Cole Holcomb, free agent signing. You got a Landon Roberts, free agent signing. You got Tanner Mews, free agent signing. They added Tay Crowder last year during the season. Mark Robinson was a 6th-round draft pick last year. And then Russell Chappelle Russell, I should say. I don't even know which his name, really. They've added him as well. And you look at what they had there last year, it was Devin Bush. I'm trying to think. They did have Jack at this point.
Robinson.
You just drafted Robinson. You still had, the Marcus Allen and some of those guys.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
The hard thing is forgetting what you saw during the season from that and going back in time to what you thought then.
I mean, I was high on Miles Jack. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And I thought that Devin Bush would have a bounce back year.
Exactly.
Spillane's
been Spillane all along. I mean, his.
Yeah, Spillane is what he is. Marcus Allen is what he is.
Yeah.
You know, those guys don't really move the needle.
I like last year's group better. I like Holcomb. I expect this group to be better than what they put on tape last year. But my thoughts of Jack and Bush are every down guys and Spillane's depth, and we'll see what this Mark Robinson dude's all about.
Yeah,
I felt better about the second level then than now, but it didn't come. I wasn't right.
Yeah, I'm probably with you on that one. I think if we were looking at the players based strictly off of their careers, people would tell you, well, Miles Jack's a better player than Cole Holcomb.
Yeah.
But I don't know that that's the case right now.
No, not right now. It isn't.
Yeah.
Would you consider bringing Miles Jack back if he had any interest?
I would think about it. I mean, you know, obviously he knows the defense. Would he be willing to do it? I don't know. But certainly if you know, you could find a role for that guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought he was going to be a dude, though, and he was fine. You know, he wasn't.
He just kept getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say this about Landon Roberts. I like what Landon Roberts brings to that room in terms of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And those kind of things, those intangibles.
He's supposedly a stud special teamer too, which does have value, you know, if we're going to count that with Watt and others. But I was pretty high on the second level last year.
Yeah.
Good about, like you said, a Bush bounce back, and boy, they may have solved their problems with Jack.
Yeah, I feel like we keep doing this year after year with that position. But, I mean, it just goes to show, it's not an easy position in today's NFL to fill.
No, it isn't. It's much harder than people think.
Let's move on to cornerback. So you got Patrick Peterson. You got Akello Witherspoon. You got Joey Porter Jr. You got Levi Wallace, Arthur Millett, Chandon Sullivan, James Pierre. You got Corey Trice there that they added as well. Chris Wilcox is there. Madre Harper is there. Duke Dawson is there. A lot of names, a lot of guys.
A lot of guys. And frankly, Pierre and Trice aren't throwaways to me. You know, I think those are quality players that I'm not expecting to start, but have value in this conversation. So to put myself in the right frame of mind, Sutton was a starter.
Right.
Going to bump to the slot. Spoon and Levi were fighting for
one spot.
Yeah. Pierre was on the team.
But he was coming off a year in which he had gotten benched.
Right. He kind of failed.
I feel better about James Pierre now than I did last year at this time.
I was about to say the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was a very underrated bring him back guy. There weren't any rookies, right?
No rookies. Yeah.
No rookies. So it has to be now. But Sutton's good.
No doubt. Yeah. Sutton was good. There's no doubt about that. But I think Chandon Sullivan, the addition of him, eases some of that, as does the addition of Patrick Peterson. Obviously two veteran guys, and I know I get it. They're both coming from Minnesota's defense, and Minnesota's defense was awful. But I'm going to tip off what I'm writing a little bit of what I wrote for my Five for Friday. But okay. I can remember in 2014 when the Steelers signed Bryce McCain from the Houston Texans to be their slot corner. And all I heard on social media and on my blog at the time, I can't believe the Steelers just went out and signed the guy that Pro Football Focus had rated as he was the worst graded cornerback in the league.
That's all anybody knows.
Worst graded cornerback in the league. By the end of the 2014 season, when he was going to become a free agent and leave, which he ended up doing, signing with Miami, all I heard was, I can't believe the Steelers are letting Bryce McCain go. He was their best cornerback this year.
Yeah.
Like, scheme matters for these guys.
Scheme matters, no question about it.
And that Minnesota defense last year had 38 sacks.
I said pass rush wasn't good. Linebacker coverage wasn't good. Safeties were new. Not a great scheme. They fired the coordinator.
Right. No. So I'm willing to give these guys, like, Chandon Sullivan's been a guy in this league.
Yeah. He's going to be on a roster this year.
He's been around for six. He don't just hang around 6 years in the NFL stinking.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
So, I think that's a solid. kind of underrated signing here, much like the DeMonte KZ signing last year after the draft.
Yeah, good point.
And so, Patrick Peterson is going to serve a big role with this team. You know, even if he's not the player he was a couple of years ago, and he's obviously not.
He won't be, right.
But what he can be to both Joey Porter and Corey Trice, I mean, if these guys turn into your starting cornerback duo a couple of years from now, I guarantee you they're still going to be talking about what Patrick Peterson taught them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's going to have an impact on their lives no matter what, in a pretty big way, probably in a positive way.
Yeah.
Now, has your opinion of Wallace changed at all? I think he's kind of the same for me.
I liked him. You know, he was another guy that you know, yeah, when we talked about free agency, we talked about adding him. He was everything I thought he would be.
Yeah. I don't think my opinion's changed of him, though.
Yeah. No, I don't think so either.
I have a lesser opinion of Witherspoon, but that's not enough for me to give the nod to that group.
Yeah. I might have a better opinion of Millett now than I did a year ago.
Yeah, that's fair. Kind of like Pierre.
Yeah, I mean, I think he serves a purpose. You know, I didn't – a lot of times last year when I was doing 53-man rosters, you know, he was a guy that was – I didn't know if he was going to make it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up making it, not just making it, but playing a lot of snaps.
And what's kind of interesting, too, is – he had a quality year. We both like him. He's not even guaranteed to make this team now. I mean, like,
right, because of the depth that they have there. It's
right.
That's a crowded room.
I mean, they're going to keep seven. Probably not. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Between that and the cornerback position and the defensive line position, those cuts are going to be tough this year.
Very much so. Yeah, it gets real crowded fast.
Yeah. I mean, you just can't keep them all.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a little different now than it used to be, where you can hide some of these guys on your practice squad, but they got to get through to your practice squad. That assumes nobody else signs them.
Right. There's bad teams that'll want them, and I'm sure they'll put some good preseason tape out. And obviously a guy could get injured or disappointed, yeah, or whatever.
Or you could maybe trade one of them. Who knows? I mean, I think these guys are going to be people that are going to be in consideration for that.
I mean, yeah. I'd be a little worried if I were Witherspoon.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Let's move on to safety. You still have Minkah Fitzpatrick there, but you no longer have Terrell Edmunds.
Mm-hmm.
You still have DeMonte Casey. You re-signed him. They added Keanu Neal in free agency. Trey Norwood is still there. Miles Killebrew is still there. Elijah Riley still there. He played a little bit for them last year. They have Kenny Robinson and Scott Nelson. Scott Nelson was also on the practice squad last year.
I like last year's group better, but it's not massive. I mean, Minkah is a wash. I haven't changed my opinion on him one bit. I really liked KZ a year ago, and he lived up to it. So I can't say, boy, his stock went up dramatically.
I don't know that I felt about KZ at this time of year, a year ago, like I did after I actually saw him play.
I mean, it didn't go down for him.
Right.
If anything, it went up. But I was pretty fond of the signing and what he could do. I mean, I remember writing a pretty elaborate article going, man, this is a nice pickup. He's going to do a lot of stuff for this team.
Yeah.
Definitely higher on Edmunds then than Neal now.
Yeah. I'm lower on Trey Norwood than I was a year ago.
Me too.
I wasn't real high on him to begin with.
I think Norwood and Loudermilk career near-death experience time. You know, like they have a big camp. They need, it's put up or shut up time.
Yeah, you got to show it. You can't just be, you know, potential only gets you so far.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to be your third camp, your third preseason. You got to show that you're going to stick.
Yeah. Killebrew, I think, is a core special teams guy. He's going to make this roster.
Yeah. My opinion hasn't changed on him one bit.
Yeah. Elijah Riley's an interesting dude to me.
You think he's got a shot?
I think he does. You know, again, it comes down to numbers and how many safeties do you keep and things of that nature. You know, he's a guy they brought in. He was on the active roster some. He started games in the league before with the Jets.
Yeah, been around.
You know, he's not just a throwaway guy. And, you know, you need, again, if we start talking about special teams value, somebody's going to play teams.
Right. I mean, that really helps Killebrew's cause.
Without a doubt.
And what's hard for you and I is we can be as close to the team as we want. I'm sure Elijah Riley can play special teams. I don't know if he's an A-plus or a D-plus, though. Special
right.
teamer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Those are things that will kind of sort themselves out.
Right.
Like in the Danny preseason.
Can have a say in that, you know.
Without a doubt. And so the numbers, I mean, you look at the numbers at wide receiver that they have here. You look at what they have on the offense. This team is so deep.
Right.
I mean, they're going to be cutting quality guys. They're going to be teams waiting like vultures to see what the Steelers cut.
Mm-hmm. So I wrote an article like 2 or 3 weeks ago saying these are their wants, these are their needs, like pre-draft. Like they need to add two quarterbacks. That's not high on the need list, but they have to add two. And as always, there was more things you want than draft picks you have. And had to stress to people, this is not uncommon. People want more than they can afford. And
correct.
Life.
That's why credit cards were invented.
Right. But I feel more strongly that I'm not sure how many roster spots are available right now. And people will get hurt. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, things will happen. But if they don't, with this roster,
right,
they're going to end up cutting 5 or 6 NFL dudes.
Like, all things being equal, and you have some cap space and there's bargains out there, I guess I would be interested in a strong safety type, maybe.
Or another inside backer. I mean, you mentioned bringing back Miles Jack. You know, I could see where you might want to do that.
A fourth edge rusher to push Roche out of the mix. Maybe a third back.
But we're talking about way down to depth things here.
Right. This is, you know, player number 50, 51, and 52 on the team. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, so, I mean, it's just, there's just not many spots.
And some of the positions, there's too many. You know, usually keep 6 linemen. You can get the 6 real quick talking about the big guys on defense.
No doubt. I mean, you know, and so if you're going to keep 7 there, that means you're shorting yourself somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and then all of a sudden that's when it comes down to, well, do you keep that extra safety because he plays teams, but we need that 300 pounder because of the division you play in.
Yeah.
You know, it's all roster building. You know, can you afford to keep 10 offensive linemen?
Probably not.
Okay, right, then right. Who goes there?
It's
going to be cutdowns going to be interesting this year. Maybe some guys come up with some injuries.
Of course. Right. Or maybe trade some, you know, Dotson goes for a 5th-round pick or, you know.
I would be working the phones like crazy this summer. Like every time somebody gets hurt, I would be like, hey, you know, how do you feel about Isaiah Loudermilk? Or how do you feel about Braden Fajoco or, you know, whatever, whoever it may be.
Montrevious Adams.
Right. Mikello Weatherspoon. Starting games in the NFL. I mean, there's value there.
Instead of the Steelers not having a 5th or 6th-round pick to go get Riley, Witherspoon, those type of dudes, maybe you get the extra one this year. You're the one on the receiving end of that.
Right, because you had the cap space to go out and sign these guys. And the contracts aren't ridiculous. You could trade those pretty easily.
No, exactly. They're very feasible, and those guys have track records and tape.
Yeah, so it's an interesting situation, and I
used a barometer of their opening day roster. They kept 5 of these, 6 of these.
Yeah.
And last year, they had 7 or 8 wide receivers on the opening day roster, which was
It was
only like a week or two. I forget what the circumstances were. But
there were some injuries. Well, Austin had to be on the roster, I believe.
Yeah.
Because he got injured during camp. So you had to carry him and then place him on IR.
Mm-hmm.
They put Anthony Miller on before that. But there were some of those machinations there that, okay, so this guy had to get cut so you could get through the 53. Mm-hmm. You could realistically make a 58 man roster with the Steelers right now. And it would be all guys who have played in the NFL or high draft picks
this year.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think they opened with 7 receivers and 7 offensive linemen, which is an anomaly. That's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't happen all the time. So it'd be interesting. But I think we, by and large, we feel a lot better about where the offense was a year ago at this time. The defense is more kind of a wash.
Yeah. And we were pretty high in the defense a year ago.
We were really high in the defense. It was one of the top defenses in the league.
Right. I mean, Hayward, Minka, TJ, I mean, we're really high in that group. And again, yes. I was high on like Jack, you know?
Right. So we won't talk specialists. I know people want to hear stuff like that, but I can't see us doing it. Anyways, we're going to take another break here. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. And you can subscribe now to The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. Every episode that we do is available for you to download. You can subscribe today through the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you find your podcasts. Again, he is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. And we'll be back with segment three right after this.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.